Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting third. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Johnson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Lindell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Spud Chandler. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Spud Chandler. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny takes first base on ball four. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metheny. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eaton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Zarrilla moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon bunts towards the mound. Potter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dickey moves to second. Ken Sears pinch runs for Bill Dickey. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sears scores. Gordon moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbeck hits a ball on the ground for an out. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to third. Steinbach moves to second. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler hits a fly ball, foul, for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Sears now catching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metheny hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 1 in the game. Etten hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Clift reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a fly ball into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chandler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 0 for 1 in the game. Chandler strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metheny hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Clift moves to third. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Eaton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 0 for 1 in the game. Sears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eaton moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Eaton moves to third. Two outs. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lindell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindell for the out. Two outs. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 0-for-2 in the game. Chandler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Clift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metheny bunts in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Crosetti moves to second. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Etten is walked intentionally. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sears hits a fly ball into center field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns pinch hits for Nels Potter. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field. Lindell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Billy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Lindell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lindell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Spud Chandler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chandler is 0-for-3 in the game. Chandler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chartak for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.